Greetings, everyone, from West Ottawa High School. Welcome to High School Basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. It's a crosstown rivalry tonight, non-conference action, as the West Ottawa Panthers take on the Maroons of Holland Christian High School. I'm Greg Chandler. I'll be calling the action for you tonight. And the final week of boys regular season action, the districts begin next week. And should be a good matchup tonight between these two teams. The Panthers have been coming on of late, and under first-year head coach Steve Windemuller, the Panthers have had a very good season, a lot better than maybe what was expected at the beginning of the year. The Panthers finished third in the OK Red and had a 6-4 record. And it's been a long time since the Panthers have had a winning season in a very competitive OK Red when you're playing against the likes of Rockford and Grand Haven and East Kentwood. And the Panthers played very, very well, particularly in the second half of the season. They are coming off a victory over Grand Haven on Friday night. Now, Holland Christian is playing its second ball game in less than 24 hours, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Maroons respond tonight, because they had a very disappointing loss last night at the Civic Center. They had an opportunity to secure a share of the OK Green Conference Championship at home at the Civic Center against Unity Christian, but the Maroons fell to the Crusaders in overtime by a score of 47-45. And they finished 7-3 in the OK Green, and that their only chance actually for a share of the conference championship hinges tonight. They are going to have to count on Byron Center, the team that is in last place in the OK Green, knocking off Zeeland West. The Ducks can win an outright conference championship with a win tonight at Byron Center. We will try and keep you posted on any scoring updates in that particular contest. But the Maroons, after beating Holland High at the Dome a couple of weeks ago, seemed to be in position for a conference championship, but then they had a couple of disappointing losses, and they need help to get a share of the conference championship. So that's the situation with these two ball clubs in brief as we head into tonight's contest. Of course, we got district action coming up next week, and both of these ball clubs looking to build a little momentum heading into the district competition. When we come back, we will have our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. We'll talk more about these contests. We'll also update you on what's going on with the girls' district tournament, which got underway last night. Well, first, let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. West Ottawa High School. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show as we get you set for this contest between the West Ottawa Panthers and the Holland Christian Maroons. Very entertaining JV game that just ended a moment ago and went right down to the last second. Holland Christian holding on to win that contest by a score of 46-44. Before we talk about tonight's ball game, let's get you updated on what's happening with the girls district tournament, which got underway last night. And the At West Ottawa, the Panthers, who have had a great season on the girls' side, winning the OK Red Conference Championship with an unbeaten conference record of 10-0, they had no problem with the Holland Dutch last night as they eliminated the Dutch by a score of 51-17. They will move on to the district at Jenison, and they will play Hudsonville tomorrow night. That'll be the early game at 6:00. The second game in that semifinal will have Granville playing against Wyoming, and last night Wyoming knocked off Zeeland East, eliminating the Chicks from the tournament by a score of 57-34. Zeeland West is hosting a district tournament in Class B, and last night Coach Amy Edwards' Ducks defeated Allendale by a score of 40-21, and Zeeland West gets Hamilton tomorrow night, and Hamilton, led by head coach Dan Van Hecken, having another solid season, led by their four-year starting guard, Ashley Overbeek. And they come in with a record of 14-6. They had a bye. They will play the early game at 6 o'clock tomorrow at Zeeland West, and that'll be followed at 7:30 by the battle between Holland Christian and Unity Christian. That should be a very, very good ball game. The Maroons, another very strong year under head coach Crystal Strickland, and that should be a good contest as well. In other action, in Class C at Fenville, Black River, the River Rats, defeated Muskegon Heights last night 56-34. They'll play in a semifinal tomorrow night against Muskegon West Michigan Christian. And the other semi will have the host Fenville Blackhawks playing North Muskegon. North Muskegon eliminated Saugatuck last night by a score of 41-27. So that's a look at the girls' district tournaments. And, of course, the district semifinals tomorrow night and then the district finals coming up on Friday. Now, looking at tonight's ball game, the West Ottawa Panthers come in with a record of 10 wins and 7 losses. They finished 6-4 in the OK Red, finished third place, and they are coming off a 53-47 victory over Grand Haven on Friday night. And the Panthers struggled in the early part of the season to find some offense, but once they got into league play, and they started to get a little momentum, and it's a well-balanced team. And a couple of guys that were out of the lineup in the early part of the season have really started to come on for the Panthers. And the key guy is P.J. Trammell. He's a senior guard, about 5'9". He played football for the Panthers, and I think he had an injury which kept him out of the lineup for the early part of basketball season. But since he has been returned to the lineup, he has been averaging close to 13 points a ball game. He had 20 in a game at Hudsonville, which the Panthers won against a team that eventually did win the OK Red. He also had 19 in a ball game against Muskegon Catholic Central and 18 points against Greenville. So P.J. Trammell has really been a strong performer for the Panthers. Another guy that's been coming on, who wasn't getting a lot of playing time in the early part of the season, was Stanley Brown. Now, Stanley is a center, about 6'5". He's a senior, and he has been averaging about 12 points a ball game during the second half of the season. He had 15 against East Kentwood. He had 15, actually had two games of 15 points each against the Falcons. And he also had 16 against Muskegon Catholic Central. And you got some other guys that have been part of the team the whole year. You got the McNitt brothers, Caleb and Jared. They've been solid performers, both averaging around 8-9 points a ball game. And another guy who I really liked in the early part of the season was Houston Bedford. He's a 6'2", undersized forward, but hustles, and he does not back down from a challenge underneath the glass. And he's had some very strong games in the early part of the season for the Panthers. The Panthers, coached by Steve Windmiller, who coached for a lot of years over at Holland High School, over a decade, and this year took over the Panther program. Steve was a West Ottawa graduate, graduated in the early 1980s, and he's done a very, very good job. West Ottawa is a program that has struggled for quite a few years. Really, the last time they were really competitive was back when Von Washington was the head coach of the Panthers more than a decade ago, and they've gone through several coaches since then, but Steve Windmiller has done a great job with this West Ottawa team and has gotten them, you know, to a position where they have a winning record this year, which it's been a long time since the Panthers could say that. When we come back, we'll talk about the Holland Christian Maroons and their road so far this season. But first, let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back with more of the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital pregame show. Greg Chandler with you from West Ottawa High School. Holland Christian comes into tonight's ball game at 12-5. They finished 7-3 in the OK Green, and they are coming off a heartbreaking loss last night at the Civic Center against Unity Christian. Now, this was a game that was originally scheduled for Friday night. It was postponed because of the icy weather conditions, so they've moved the game to Monday, and the Maroons had an opportunity to get a share of the OK Green Conference title last night with a victory. And unfortunately for the Maroons, they got off to a bad start in the contest. They were cold early. They were down 14-4 after one quarter. It was 24-16 Unity at the half. Holland Christian came back with a strong second half effort, and they actually took the lead at 39-35 midway through the fourth quarter. The Crusaders tied it at 43 on a basket with 4 seconds remaining. The game went into overtime. Justin Dykegraff gave the Maroons a couple of free throws for a 45-43 lead. Unity tied it, and then finally Michael Wilkes, Unity's outstanding junior forward, the 6'7" forward, grabbed a missed shot with 4 seconds remaining and hit the putback to give Unity a 2-point lead. Holland Christian had one last shot. They tried a three to win it, and it came up short, and the Crusaders prevailed by a score of 47-45. Kyle Steginga, the Maroon 6'6" senior forward, led the way as he had 21 points. And but the loss dropped Holland Christian to 7-3 in the OK Green. That puts them in a tie for second with Holland High. Zeeland West is at 7-2. The Ducks are playing Byron Center right now, and if Zeeland West wins, they will complete a worst-to-first finish and win the OK Green outright. Now, I've just got word from Lee Lambert of the Holland Sentinel. They're midway through the first quarter over at Byron Center, and it is the Bulldogs leading the Ducks by a score of 9-4. We'll keep you posted on that particular contest. Holland Christian led by Jason Meor. Jason, college graduate, former Flying Dutchman, in his first head coaching gig, he was an assistant at the collegiate level at a couple of different colleges, Colorado Christian and Northwest Nazarene in Nampa, Iowa, before taking the Holland Christian job last year. He's done a great job with this program. He's provided some defensive intensity, and of course it helps if you've got a guy like Kyle Steginga on your team as well. If you haven't seen Kyle play, he's a slender, 6'6" guy who can literally jump out of the gym. He is averaging about 21 points a ball game. A couple of weeks ago, he became Holland Christian's all-time career scoring leader. And well, you think about all the great teams Holland Christian has had over the years. What a terrific tradition they have in basketball. And for Kyle Steginga to score more points than anybody else who ever wore the maroon and white, and that really says something. He's now gone over 1,100 career points, the previous record holder. Guy you might have heard of, Tim Schoonveld, who was a terrific All-State player for Holland Christian back in the late 80s, early 90s. Had some knee injuries affect his college career. Now he's one of the athletic directors at Hope College. And I know when Kyle Steginga broke the career record against Holland High at the Dutch Dome back on 15, Tim Schoonveld was one of those in attendance, and as soon as the game was over, the first guy to congratulate Kyle was Tim Schoonveld, and really just a outstanding young man, Kyle Steginga, and got some big decisions to make as far as his future is concerned. He's not only a great basketball player, but he's also a terrific football player. Had 17 touchdowns receiving this past season, and it'll be interesting to see what Steginga does as far as his future college athletic plans go. Look at the rest of the Maroons. You got a couple of solid guys that can hit the shot from the outside in Jared Dykstra. And Nathan Walters. Walters is also the defensive stopper. He had a great game against the Dutch in which he really put the clamps on Dante Hawkins, Holland's outstanding point guard, and really limited his opportunities to handle the basketball as he denied him the basketball time and time again. And that was one of the keys in the Maroons' 41-38 victory over the Dutch back on the 15th of February. Holland Christian's last game will be before the tournament will be this Thursday at the Civic Center as they take on Wyoming, and then they will host the district this year, the Class B district. They will open against Hamilton on Monday at the Civic Center, and That should be a very good district tournament. You got Holland Christian. You got Hamilton, which has had a couple surprising wins on the course of the season. And then, of course, you have the potential OK Green Conference champion in Zeeland West. So it promises to be a very, very exciting Class B district tournament. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off of tonight's game between the Maroons and the Panthers. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to West Ottawa High School. Here's the starting lineups for tonight's varsity contest between the Maroons and the Panthers. First for Holland Christian, coached by Jason Muir in his first season as head coach of the Maroons, assisted by Brian Bajot and Jason Rock. They'll send out at a forward Kyle Steginga, Holland Christian's all-time career scoring leader with more than 1,100 points. He's a 6'6" senior, averaging about 21 a ball game. He'll be joined up front by Justin Dykgraff, a 6'5" senior who moved into the starting lineup midway through the season. At center, Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7" junior. He averages about 10 points a ball game. In the backcourt, Nick Hill, a 5'11" senior. He is the point guard. And finally, at the other guard, Nathan Walters, a 6'3" senior. He's the defensive stopper for this Maroon ball club. For the West Ottawa Panthers, coached by Steve Windemuller in his first year as head coach at West Ottawa, assisted by Jim Ottoman, along with Ryan Klingler and Steve Edson. Starting at one forward, Caleb McNitt, a 6'2" junior. He'll be joined up front by Houston Bedford, another 6'2" junior. They don't really go with a true center in the starting lineup. They'll go with three guards. Jonell Williams is one of the guards. He's a 5'8" junior. He's played point guard most of the year. Finally, Jared McNitt, a 6-foot senior, Caleb's brother. And at the third guard, P.J. Trammell, a 5'9" senior. And we talked about P.J. at the top of the broadcast, how he's been a big part of West Ottawa's surge in the OK Red this year. He's been the leading scorer for the Panthers at about 12 points a ball game during the second half of the season. Panthers are in the home whites with black numerals and silver trim. The Maroons are in the familiar maroon jerseys with white numerals. All the Holland Christian coaching staff all wearing maroon polo shirts. Steve Windemuller wearing his familiar vest. You know, back when he was at Holland, he wore red vest. Now that he's at West Ottawa, he wears black vests. The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. It'll be Kyle Stegging, a jumping center, against Caleb McNitt. The opening tip presented by South Shore Laundry, a full-service laundromat offering drop-off laundry service. The ball in the air, Maroons control the opening tap. Nathan Walters has it just past half court. Jonell Williams is on Nick Hill. Panthers opening a man-for-man defense. Walters over to Hill. They swing it over to Vanderslice, right side. They want to get it to Dykgraff, right of the lane. Steginga has it on the left side against Caleb McNett. Now down to Vanderslice. Back out to Hill. Nick will try a three. It's short. Rebound battle for, and Trammell grabbed the rebound, and Justin Dykgraff collided with him, and he's going to get the foul. So the Panthers will get their first opportunity, working left to right. Trammell will bring it up. Trammell gets a screen from Caleb McNitt. Trammell at the top of the circle, over to Jared McNitt. Jared directs a little traffic. Bedford comes to set a screen. Bedford gets the pass, puts up a 12-footer left side off the window, and it's good. So Houston Bedford gets the first points of the ballgame, and here's a near steal by Williams on the pass by Nick Hill. It will stay Holland Christian basketball, 2-0 West Ottawa with the early lead. Hill gets the inbounds. Hill working across the big black wall right in the middle of the center court. Steginga has it, leaves it outside for Hill. Now to Walters as he's swinging around. Dykgraff has it left side, gets it to Steginga left of the lane. Steginga tries to spin, can't shake McNitt. Now they swing it back around to the right side. Vanderslice has it. Vanderslice being guarded by Houston Bedford. Back outside to Nick Hill. Hill puts it on the floor, leaves it to Walters. They swing it over to Steginga. Kyle goes baseline. Steginga, and Steginga traveled with it before he was able to kick the ball out to Hill for the three. So the Maroons with a couple of early turnovers. Trammell will bring it up. Panthers with a 2-0 lead. We played a minute and a half. Trammell comes to the top of the circle, tries to shake and bake, drives to the hole, puts the shot up, and it's tipped away by Vanderslice, and here comes Steginga the other way. Steginga ahead to Walters. Nathan takes the three, puts the ball between his legs. Outside to Dykegraff, now to Walters. Bedford is fronting Vanderslice down low. He's given away 5 inches. Here's a near steal by Trammell. Hill puts it on the floor. Trammell is very aggressive on defense. Here's a three on the way by Steginga, and it's through! Kyle Steginga drops in the triple. 3-2, Holland Christian. Jonnell Williams has it front court for the Panthers. Gets a crossover move to the free throw line. Puts up a 15-footer. No good off the back of the iron. Bedford chases down the rebound for the Panthers. Houston is double teamed. Back outside to Williams. Panthers will reset. Williams gets a screen from Jared McNitt. Trammell has it now. Bedford sets a screen for him. Trammell on the left side. Now they swing it around to the opposite side, over to Jared McNitt. Bedford to Williams now on the left side. Jonnell will try a three, no good off the back, and Steginga has the rebound for the Maroons. Here comes Kyle Steginga. Steginga into the front court. Pull-up jumper, right side, 10-footer, got it! Yeah, Steginga took that one all by himself. And he has all 5 Holland Christian points. They lead 5-2. Here's Trammell in the front court. Trammell will put up a three right side. No good off the back. And Vanderslice clears for Holland Christian. Ahead to Steginga. Now to Dykegraff. And Justin loses the basketball. Taken away by Trammell. Here come the Panthers. Trammell, pull-up jumper from 17. No good off the front. Dykegraff clears it for Holland Christian. One and out for the Panthers right now. Nick Hill grabs at his jersey as he works across the timeline. Hill over to Walters. Walters down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice low block left. Vanderslice puts it up and in. He just overpowered Houston Bedford that time. So Vanderslice, a 6'7 junior with his first two. 7 quick points for Holland Christian. They lead it 7-2, 4:23 to go first quarter. Trammell with it left side for the Panthers. Over to Jared McNitt. Jared holds the basketball. Steginga is on him. Jared tries to put a move on the baseline. He'll leave it outside for Bedford. Now to Caleb McNett. Williams slashing along the baseline. Puts it up, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Williams. The official on the sideline said Williams lowered his shoulder into the Holland Christian defender. Jared Dykstra, who is probably the best three-point shooter for Holland Christian, checks in. He's a 6'3" senior. Also, Max Weirda in the ball game. Max also a senior. He's 6'1". Midway through the first quarter, Panthers with the, or rather the Maroons with the ball, leading it 7-2. Weirda has it. Now to Dykstra. Also in the ball game for the first time, Matt Moss, a 6'6" junior. Here's a shot on the way, no good, and we got a collision and a foul called. And who's it going to be on? It's going to be on Jared Dykstra of Holland Christian, his first, second team foul on the Maroons. 3:48 to play, first quarter, 7-2, Holland Christian in the lead. P.J. Trammell walks it slowly into the front court for the Panthers. Picked up by Weirda. Over to Williams. Williams crossover move. Kicks it over in the corner. Here's a three on the way by Jared McNitt out of the corner, no good. Rebound Dykegraff. Dykegraff has it knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be West Ottawa basketball. Bedford and Williams double-teamed Dykegraff, and one of them reached in, knocked the ball, and it went off Justin's knee out of bounds, so the Panthers get it back. Williams slaps the basketball over to Jared McNitt, bounce pass underneath, and Williams underneath the basket puts it up and in! And he hit that in a crowd. There were about 3 Holland Christian defenders in the neighborhood. 7-4, Holland Christian. Dykstra has it in the front court. We'll leave it for Steginga. Kyle Steginga spinning on Caleb McNitt. Sends it back outside to Dykstra. Dykstra at the top of the circle. Williams tries to reach in, can't take it away. Steginga bounce pass over to Justin Dykegraff, right of the lane. Turn around 8 feet away, and it's good. So Justin Dykegraff gets his first hoop of the ball game. 9-4, Holland Christian. 2:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Trammell penetrating, missed the layup. He weaved his way through 3 Holland Christian defenders but could not finish. Here come the Maroons the other way. And Steginga nearly turned it over in the front court. Moss over to Weirda. Weirda on the baseline. Leaves it outside for Kyle Steginga. Steginga to Moss underneath, and Moss loses the basketball. Back outside to Dykraft. Weirda has it now on the left side. Sends it over to Moss right side. Moss was going to go up for the three. Bedford came out to challenge him and was going to block the shot, and Moss came down and never got rid of the shot or the basketball. He turns it over. That's a travel. Stanley Brown, the 6'6 senior we told you about at the top of the broadcast, in for the Panthers. He'll come in for Caleb McNitt. And in for the Maroons is Josh Moss. So both of the Moss guys are in the ball game. Matt and Josh are in there. Trammell has it in the front court for the Panthers. It's a 2-3 zone for the Maroons right now. We don't usually see Holland Christian play a zone. Jonelle Williams has it way outside on the left. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Williams at the top of the circle. Tries to penetrate. Can't get there. Here's Trammell with it now. Trammell has it now. He'll back it out between the rings. Trammell puts a move on Moss. He'll launch a three. Got it! P.J. Trammell with a triple. Little step-back move there. 9-7, Holland Christian. Here's a shot on the way by Dykstra. No good. Rebound, Williams. Here come the Panthers on the run. Williams pushes it. Pedals in the middle. Over to Bedford. Bedford right of the lane. Backs it out to Trammell. And we get a whistle away from the basketball, and I think Stanley Brown is going to be called for an illegal screen. So the turnover gives it back to the Maroons. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. They lead 9-7. Max Weirda comes to work. Over to Matt Moss. Now to Josh Moss. To Dykstra. Now to Matt Moss. Matt will try a three left side. It's short. And Williams has the rebound. Here goes Williams again. Williams ahead to Brown. Brown on the right side. Driving the hole. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Well, Jonelle Williams put the pedal to the metal that time, let a fast break opportunity, dished off nicely to Stanley Brown, and Brown drove it on the right side and put it in and drew the foul. Foul on Weirda. Brown at the line, missed the foul shot, and the rebound to Walters. We're tied at 9, 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Walters' pass goes through the arms of Matt Moss, or rather Josh Moss, out of bounds, right into the black hole. No, not the literal black hole, but the West Ottawa student section. Panthers with the ball, and they may play for one here. Here's Trammell in the front court, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Trammell over to Brown in the corner, back outside to Williams. Williams to Trammell. P.J. will launch a three left side, left it short, but the Panthers get the rebound. Williams tries to save it, and he does so to Brown. Good hustle by Jonelle Williams that time. And the Panthers get another opportunity. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. And Williams will back it out. Panthers will play for one. Weirda comes out. Weirda comes out a little bit to challenge Williams. Down to 15. And Williams continues to stand at near half court, dribbling the basketball. Down to 10. And Williams now starts to make his move. Brown comes to set a pick. Over to Trammell. P.J. for three. Left side. No good. Off the back. Rebound Holland Christian, and that's going to do it for the quarter. 8 minutes in the books here at West Ottawa, and we are tied. It's the Panthers 9, the Maroons 9. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to West Ottawa. We are tied heading in the second quarter, 9-9. Updating you on that game at Byron Center. It has gone to the half, and Byron Center leads Zeeland West 22-20 on a three-point shot right before the intermission. So the Ducks trying to win the OK Green outright, trailing at the half against the last-place Bulldogs of Byron Center. I mean, nothing comes easy in this league. Here's Williams right side for the Panthers. He'll launch a three. He got it! Got the feed from P.J. Trammell and dropped in the three-pointer. And the Panthers lead it 12-9. They were down 7-2 at one point in the first quarter. Kyle Steginga has it in the front court for the Maroons. Gives it up to Nathan Walters. Down low to Steginga. Kyle's double. Back outside Jared Dykstra. Now they swing it around. Here's a three by Nick Hill out of the corner. No good. Steginga with the offensive board. Kyle to the hole. Puts it in. Now Steginga got good position underneath. He has seven. 12-11 West Ottawa, 7:05 to go in the first half. Jonnell Williams comes front court for the Panthers, gets a screen from Caleb McNitt, back outside to P.J. Trammell. Trammell on the dribble against Nathan Walzer. Stanley Brown comes to set a screen. Brown gets the feed, steps into a 19-footer, no good, and the long rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Holland Christian basketball. Brown set a screen and then rolled to the outside, got the feed from Trammell, but could not hit the open shot. Steginga brings it up for the Maroons. They're down by one. Can take the lead on this trip. Hill has it now. Trammell is over him. Now to Walters. Panthers have gone man-to-man the entire game. Tony Sock has checked into the ball game for the Panthers, and Tony's had a couple of good games off the bench this year for the Panthers. He is a 5'7" senior. Here's Steginga driving to the hole, and he is fouled. They've got their choice of either Brown or Caleb McNitt. It'll be on Stanley Brown, his first. Steginga will shoot two for the Maroons. Steginga shooting right into the black hole, and first free throw, nothing but net. Kyle averaging about 21 a game this year. Second free throw, got it. So he has nine now, and the Maroons retake the lead, 13-12. 6:22 to play in the half. Here's Trammell with it front court for the Panthers. Once Caleb McNitt can't get it to him, Walters is fronting him. Jared McNitt has it now for West Ottawa. Jared over to Brown. Stanley slashing along the left side. Drives the hole. Shot too strong. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And it was a last touch to Holland Christian player. Justin Dykegraff returns for the Maroons. Tony Sock slaps the basketball, baseline right, and his pass is tipped and stolen by Nick Hill. Hill into the front court against Sock. Hill, over in the corner, Dykegraff will try a three, no good. He's a pretty good three-point shooter for a big guy. Rebound to Trammell. Here comes the Panthers. Trammell, in the front court, stops the free throw line, over to Caleb McNitt. Right, and that's Jared with it. Jared wears number 40. Caleb wears number 4. Jared will try a three. They said his foot was on the line, but it's good. 14-13. Panthers regain the lead. 5:30 to play till halftime. Steginga will bring it up for the Maroons. Williams waits at the scorer's table to check in for West Ottawa. Hill has it left side for Holland Christian to Steginga. Steginga puts it on the floor over to Hill. Hill goes baseline to the basket, and he's doubled underneath, back outside. Steginga will launch a three, no good. Dykegraff has the weak side rebound. Dykegraff kicks it out outside. Here's Walters for three, in and out, no good. And Jared McNitt has the rebound for West Ottawa. Walters had a good look that time, could not get it to drop. Jared McNitt has it in the front court, over to Tony Sock. Now P.J. Trammell, left foul line extended, gets a screen from Brown, comes to the top of the circle. Over to Jared McNitt for three, no good. And the rebound, Vandersloys. Here comes Holland Christian. Second get into the front court, drives on Caleb McNitt. Back outside is Hill. Hill drives on Brown, puts it up off the window, it's good. Nick Hill with his first basket. He doesn't normally score a lot. He only averages about 3 or 4 points a ball game, but he gets his first hoop. 15-14, Holland Christian. Trammell has it in the front court for West Ottawa. Trammell splits the defense. Dishes underneath to Brown, and a nice penetration that time by Trammell, breaking it down, and Brown has an easy basket. So we go back and forth. 16-15, West Ottawa. Midway through the second quarter. Dykegraff has it right corner. Bounce pass underneath to Vandersloys. Vandersloys double. Vandersloys, reverse layup is good. 17-16, Holland Christian. Had quite a few lead changes in the second quarter. Here's Trammell with it. Trammell splitting the Holland Christian defense. Drives, puts it up too strong. Brown had the rebound, and he does get it back. Brown underneath, gets the feed. Shot blocked by Vandersloys, but Sam's going to get the foul call. And the Maroon Platoon student section, not happy about that call. Nice feed that time by Jared McNitt to Stanley Brown after the offensive rebound by Brown. And Stanley will shoot two at the line. Brown's first free throw, no good. Wholesale subs. Matt Moss, Max Weirda, and Jared Dykstra back in for Holland Christian. And for West Ottawa, Houston Bedford returns. And in for the first time, Ben Smith, a 6'1" senior. One more for Stanley Brown. Free throw, got it. So Brown with 5 points. And we're dead even at 17. 3:30 to go, first half. Max Weirda comes to work for the Maroons. Passes over to Steginga at the top of the circle. Steginga puts it on the floor against Bedford. Drives it all. Puts it up off the window. It goes in, but they're going to call a foul on the floor. No basket. Only the 13th foul on West Ottawa. Houston Bedford picks up his first. Stegen get an inbound baseline left. Kyle looks for someone to get it to. And the ball tipped by Williams out of bounds. Stegen was trying to get it to Max Weirda near half court. And Jonnell Williams almost got the steal. He knocked it right into the scorer's table. So the Maroons maintain the possession. Max Weirda has it. Weirda over to Matt Moss. Now to Dykegraff, top of the circle. Back to Moss, left side. Matt's 6'6", but he will shoot the three, and he won't hit it this time. And the rebound. Williams went high for the rebound, got knocked to the deck, and we're going to get a Holland Christian foul. Fouls on Dykegraff is second. 5 team fouls on Holland Christian, and Nathan Walters will come in for Dykegraff. And the referee wipes up the little sweat on the floor from where Jonnell Williams ended up on his back. 3:05 to go, first half. We are tied at 17. This game has gone back and forth. Williams gets a screen from Brown in the front court. Williams tries to drive to the hole, puts the shot up and in. Williams penetrated, took it down the lane and scored. He has 7. 19-17 West Ottawa, sticking the front court, kicks it over to Dykstra in the corner. Jared is open for a three, and it's good. Jared Dykstra, his first basket, and it's a triple. 20-19 Maroons, 2:35 to go, first half. Sock at the top of the circle, over to Williams. Weirda closes quickly on him. Williams to Bedford, back outside to Williams. Williams on the left side. Williams, Bedford comes to set a screen for Williams, over to Brown. Now to Smith. Smith drives on the baseline to the basket, and we get a whistle, and we have a Holland Christian foul. Jared Dykstra picks up the personal. That's his second. And Nick Hill will come in for Jared. 16 fouls on the Maroons, so the next foul will put West Ottawa in the bonus. Panthers only with 3 team fouls in the first half. West Ottawa to inbounds. Baseline right. Smith gets the inbounds. Smith over to Williams. Trammell has returned to the ball game for the Panthers. Williams with it at the top of the circle. Tries to put a move on Moss. Tries to drive to the lane. Loses the basketball, but it kicks it over to Brown. Brown on the left side. He'll leave it for P.J. Trammell. Brown sets a screen for Trammell. P.J. slashes toward the basket. Puts it up too strong. Bedford with the offensive board, and we get a foul on Holland Christian. Houston Bedford got good inside position that time, and he got fouled on the rebound. And that puts the Maroons over the limit. That's their 7th. Foul on Max Weirda, his 2nd. So 3 different Maroons have 2 fouls each. Bedford will have a 1-1 with 1:51 to play in the half. Try to get the Panthers the lead back. First one from Houston is good. We got 20-20 vision. That's our score right now. Bedford's second one. Got it. So the Panthers retake the lead, 21-20. Down to 1:45 to go in the first half. Nick Hill has it for the Maroons. Over to Max Weirda. Weirda in the front court. Down low to Vanderslice. Sam right of the lane, double teamed. Vanderslice kicks it back out to Weirda. Back to Vanderslice as they play a little two-man game there. Now back to Weirda. Max will try a three right side. No good. Rebound batted around. It's loose, and Ben Smith has the rebound for the Panthers. Trammell ahead to Brown. Brown on the front court will leave it for Williams. Jonnell Williams gets a screen from Houston Bedford. Williams kicks it in the corner to Ben Smith for a three. No good. Weirda has the rebound for Holland Christian. 1:12 to play in the half. Maroons can retake the lead. Weirda in the front court. Leaves it for Hill. To Walters. Seginga out of the ballgame right now for the Maroons. Matt Moss has it now, guarded by Stanley Brown. Moss loses the basketball. It's loose, and Hill retrieves it. Hill will try a three left corner. It's good! Nick Hill with a triple from out of the left corner. Maroons 23, the Panthers 21, 45 seconds to go in the half. P.J. Trammell has it. Let's see if the Panthers play for one here. Trammell tries to penetrate, kicks it over to Ben Smith for three, and Smith nails it from the right side. Ben Smith to Jared Dykstra, whatever you can three, I can three better. 24-23 West Ottawa, 22 seconds to play in the half. Matt Moss has it over to Nick Hill. Nick will try another three. That's good. Hill with back-to-back threes. And Nick Hill says, I got your three right here. 26-24, 8 seconds to go in the half. Here's Trammell with it. Trammell gets a screen from Bedford. Down to 4 seconds. Down to three. Bedford top of the circle. Down low to Brown. Brown underneath. Shot blocked by Vanderslice at the buzzer. What a play by Sam Vanderslice. He was behind the play, but he snuffed Stanley Brown as Brown went to turn to put the ball in the basket as the buzzer sounded. And the Maroons will go to the locker room at the half with a 26-24 lead over the West Ottawa Panthers. Let's take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. You are listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Greg Chandler with you back at West Ottawa High School. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime report. 26-24, Holland Christian ahead of West Ottawa in a game that has gone back and forth all the way. It was tied at 9 after one quarter, and we had a number of lead changes in the second quarter. And Holland Christian, with a couple of late threes by Nick Hill, have taken the lead. Kyle Steginga leads the way for the Maroons with 9. Nick Hill, who doesn't normally score a lot, has a couple of three-pointers, and he has 8 points in the ball game. Sam Vanderslice has 4. Jared Dykstra has 3. And Nick Hill has, Justin Dykraft, rather, has 2 points in the contest. For the West Ottawa Panthers, Jonnell Williams leads the way with 7 points. Stanley Brown has 5. Houston Bedford has 4. P.J. Trammell has 3. Ben Smith has 3. And Jarrett McNitt has 2, adding up to 24 for the West Ottawa Panthers. Updating you on that game between Zeeland West and Byron Center, and boy, how about this? Midway through the third quarter at Byron Center, it is Byron Center 35, Zeeland West 26. The Ducks with a win tonight would win the OK Green outright. If they lose, the conference race ends in a three-way tie between the Ducks, the Maroons, and the Dutch. Holland and Holland Christian have already finished conference play at 7-3. The Ducks are 7-2. They control their own destiny, but right now they are trailing as Byron Center has been hot from three-point range. Again, that's Byron Center 35, Zeeland West 26, about 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. When we come back, we'll have the second half of tonight's game here at West Ottawa. But first, we do our usual halftime feature here on our high school basketball broadcast. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective, next. 26-24, Holland Christian at the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com.
The last play. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going up to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Today I'm going to contradict my commentary of last week, who will step up, to present that different point of view that exists about the outcome of an athletic event that was seemingly decided on the last play. What's prompting this was watching another young athlete lie motionless for minutes between the lines in the middle of the arena as the teams and the crowd disperse from an event that I was at just a few nights ago. You do this long enough and you see this take on many forms. No physical injury, mind you, but the imprint left behind of what, when put in its proper perspective, is truly a teachable moment if we would just let it be that. The sad thing is that we don't do it enough. And sometimes we make something which should only momentarily sting, like a shot at the doctor's office, evolve into a lifelong imprint that hurts again and again and again. But I've seen some teacher coaches at their absolute best in these moments, in full view for all to see, but yet in the most private, intimate setting ever imaginable, coaching up that young person, raising their spirits, wipe the tears away, get their dauber up, put their arm over their shoulder and walk them off the playing surface knowing they gave their all, their absolute best, and that they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. The perspective that we must have is that the game is the sum total of its parts. That shot, that spike, that pin that occurs midway through the game, it's every bit as important as if it were to occur at game's end. But however, that player and that play in the middle just seem to melt into the background. Yet, when it happens at the end, we overemphasize it, saying that it does determine life's winners, losers, and the like. We over-glorify one for as long as we can, and we throw the other under the bus as quick as we can and hope that it stays there. And yes, we do that with high school kids sometimes. Just visit with somebody 10, 20, 30 years down the road, and you'll know exactly what I mean. The ride home from Battle Creek Saturday night included a phone call to report an incredibly lopsided basketball score, 100-11, where if the caller was accurate, one team was keeping its starters and even the second string in the game that was already on a super running clock to begin the second half and was calling timeout at game's end in a quest to hit 100. Now sometimes, out-of-control games happen and you can't do anything about it. But if what the caller said was true, that would be one of the worst acts of sportsmanship I've ever heard of in my over 40 years of covering high school and college sports. Now, I don't want to hear the excuses of, hey, that's how we play and that kind of stuff. This is school sports. This is educational sports. There's no excuse for planning to make those kinds of outcomes happen. And finally, don't forget about all the great winter finals coverage continuing this week on MHSAA.tv with live streaming video of the girls' competitive cheer and individual wrestling finals. Your month pass is still good for this week's action and three more weeks of championships in five sports. It's been a well-publicized program that this is the first year of a subscription plan to watch MHSAA finals live in 20 sports. The underwriting, which previously supported the free streams, no longer existed. It was nice while it lasted, but it's not an entitlement, folks. So a subscription saved the day for people who can't get to the finals and are willing to keep the service going. We're happy to bring the games to you. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Second half action getting underway here at West Ottawa. It is Highland Christian 26, West Ottawa 24.